Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
We're talking today about your vices, the things that you do, your dirty little secrets that are really having a major impact on your health in a bad way. And we talked a little bit ago about coffee and how bad coffee is. Now, you know, if you tune in, and I get this a lot, people tune into the show halfway through, or they have to get out of their car, or they have to leave, they can't listen to the whole show, which surprises me. How could someone not just make a reservation and listen to the whole show? However, it could happen. If you want to listen to this and hundreds of other shows, we have them on the website, drjoeesposito.com, or just Google Dr. Joe, number one Dr. Joe in the world, and we will get you set up for appointments if you want to, but you can also get set up to listen to the shows, and you can download them, send them to your friends, a lot of good information. I also videotape my live lectures, and if you've never been to a live lecture, they are a lot of fun because I get to show you things I can't show you on the radio because so much of healthcare is physical, not chemical. So go to the website if you want to listen to shows, watch videos, you know, subscribe to my YouTube channel because we're going to send out a lot of videos in the next few weeks. And you're going to want to watch some real short ones, real quick ones, to keep you informed as to what you need to do to take care of your health. And that's, you can do that on the website, drjoeesposito.com. So, another vice. Not a lot of people do this anymore, but I got to cover it too because some of you are still doing it. And it's smoking. And it's funny because this new study came out, and I actually like this study. And it says cigars contain more nicotine than cigarettes, and they're just as addictive. The study says that cigars could be as harmful and addictive and contain just as much, if not more, nicotine. Well, I don't know why that's a study. Because what are cigarettes made of? Well, tobacco. What are cigars made of? Tobacco. So I don't know why this was like a thing that had to come out because you're smoking tobacco. The team found that both methods, they measured tobacco levels, and they found that the two methods they use, the level of nicotine delivered by small cigars is higher than those in cigarettes. Nicotine delivered by the small cigars is 1.25 milligrams per cigar as compared to 0.87 in cigarettes. Duh. This is a duh study. I mean, somebody spent money on this one and I can't believe it. But I do want to make a point because some people still believe that if they're doing cigars, it's better for them than cigarettes. I've never smoked a cigarette or a cigar in my life. Never had a puff in my life because I just can't stand the smoke. And that's a deal breaker for me. You know, people talk about dating deal breakers. Cigarette smoking is a deal breaker. There's no way I can tolerate that. Perfume's another one. I don't like unpleasant smells. Even perfumes are yucky. But anyway, people say, well, I smoke cigars because it's healthier. Not true. Nicotine is the reason why people smoke cigars just as they do with cigarettes. Now, they both have tobacco. I don't know why you would think there was anything else going on. But here's a kicker. I've had a lot of patients come to me over the years, 33 years. I've been in practice. And a lot of people have come to me that are addicts. Now, it could be cigarettes, could be coffee, could be alcohol, could be other things, gambling. And inevitably, 100% of the time, when I sit down with these addicts, I look at their diet and their diet is just horrendous. Now, some people have bad diets and they're not addicts. Depends how your brain works. But if you have an addictive personality and you have a bad diet, the chances skyrocket that you're going to be more likely to become addicted. So one of the things we do with addicts is we try to get their life straightened out from a health standpoint. As a chiropractor, our team of doctors, we always check the nerves to make sure there's no pinched nerves because pinched nerves put stress on the body. And then many times when you're under stress, chemical, emotional, physical stress, you want an outside stimulus, such as your addiction of choice, alcohol, cigarettes. And so if we can take the stress off the body, we reduce a lot of the physical stress, and then we get the diet straightened out, we reduce the chemical stress, you're better able to deal with the emotional stress. And so you're better able to deal with your addiction. Then we get them on good nutrients. Most people, not just addicts, but most people are severely depleted when it comes to nutrition. And so if I tell people, if you do nothing else, please start taking Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. Just the minimum amount of nutrients you should be putting in your body. And if you don't know what those are, they're on my website, drjoeesposito.com, or just Google Dr. Joe. Also available on Amazon if you have an Amazon account. And it alkalizes your system. It gives you the minimum amount of nutrients that you need. It's close to about 10 servings of raw fruits and vegetables in every scoop of Dr. Joe's Essential Source. Relatively inexpensive, just over $2 a day. And people report all the time that they save so much money because they're not eating as much. They have more energy. They're making more money. They say, Dr. Joe, I can't afford. I had two people just yesterday say, I can't afford not to take these supplements. I said, you're right. You're making money on a deal. So those are, they just rock. And they're on the website, drjoeesposito.com, or just Google Dr. Joe. So if you are addicted to coffee or cigarettes, chances are you're depleting your body of nutrients and you need to replenish those nutrients. And that's why, another reason why, you should be taking Super Greens and Essential Source. Now, years ago, when I talked about cigarettes, I made a mistake. I have to do a correction. I said there's 100 billion free radicals in a puff of cigarettes. Now, a free radical is a molecule kind of like Pac-Man. It eats through things. And so I said there was 100 billion free radicals, and I was wrong. I have to apologize. I have to retract my statement from years ago. It's 100 trillion free radicals per puff of cigarettes. And it's not just firsthand smoke. It's also the secondhand smoke that you're inhaling if you're around smoke. And I'm old enough to remember smoking on airplanes and smoking in restaurants and smoking in bars. And it's wonderful that that doesn't happen anymore. Because I remember one time I flew somewhere. I can't remember. Probably going to give a lecture. And I was right in front of the smoking section. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. There's one aisle between us, or one seat, not even a seat between us, the back of the seat. What makes the cigarette smoke stay in the back? I said, at least put a fan in there or something. But anyway, that's a thing of the past. For those of you who don't know, that was allowed at one time. But 100 trillion free radicals. Now, these substances damage the lung tissue by chemically reacting with what's called the DNA, the cell membranes, and the molecules in the lungs. They actually damage and destroy the DNA. When the DNA is altered, it can start to replicate, but it doesn't replicate healthy cells. It replicates abnormal cells, and that's called cancer. Scientists believe the only reason cigarette smoking isn't more dangerous is the fact that the lungs protect themselves with an antioxidant called glutathione, and that's in the fluid that bathes the airwaves. So glutathione is the master antioxidant, which kind of gobbles up the free radicals. The antioxidant reacts with the reactive species in tobacco smoke, and it helps prevent some of the damage. So again, if you have a bad diet, you're not getting enough glutathione. If you're not getting enough glutathione, you're more susceptible to the damage. This natural protective response actually allows people to smoke and not just drop dead right away. Without it, smokers would suffer significantly more damage. So the studies indicate that smokers who succumb to lung cancer and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease are probably made more vulnerable to these problems because of the infection that compromises the lung's immune defenses. So I'm not saying you should take glutathione to help if you smoke. I'm saying you should quit smoking. But if you have a good diet, you're going to have a lot of glutathione. And if you have a lot of glutathione, then your body is going to be healthy all the way around, not just with cigarette smoke, but with everything. And where do we get glutathione from? You got to give the body the raw materials to produce the glutathione. And where do you get the raw materials? From a good diet, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. How about Dr. Joe's Super Greens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source? There's other supplements I may recommend. When a patient comes in our office, we put together a nutrition protocol along with the chiropractic protocol because we want to get you well as fast as possible for the least amount of money. And so if we can get the chemical and the physical, and then we check your digestion. If you have acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating, we may have to massage or pull the stomach down away from the diaphragm to fix, hopefully, the acid reflux and the heartburn so you can digest your nutrients more efficiently so that you can be healthier. So my triad is a normally functioning nervous system, normally functioning digestive system, and good nutrition. That's what I want you to consider when it comes to healthcare. Okay, with me so far? Good. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about your addictions. And let me cover this real quick, kind of along that topic. I want to talk about sugar. That's a big addiction. But the sugar industry, this is an article in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Sugar industry hid connection to heart disease for decades. So back in the 60s, they started doing research on sugar, and they found that it can actually increase your risk of heart disease. Well, they said, that's not good. We paid for this research, and it's saying that sugar is bad for us. When they found that the data suggested that sugar was harmful, the industry started pointing the finger at fats. And a recently published study in the journal PLOS, P-L-O-S Biology, researchers from the University of California at San Francisco claim that newly uncovered historical documents indicate the industry never disclosed the findings of its work and effectively misled the public to protect its economic interests. They knew something was wrong. They did nothing to fix it. And, in fact, they even hid the studies. So after examining the sugar industry's internal documents, the University of California, San Francisco researchers said that in 1968, the Sugar Research Foundation, which has organizational ties to the Sugar Association, they're all kind of in bed together, funded animal research to explore the link between sugar consumption and cardiovascular disease. And guess what? They found a direct connection as well. So these things were hidden from back in the 60s. So here we knew this stuff was bad, funded by the sugar industry, saying it was bad, and now you're finally realizing it's there. So when it comes to nutrition and health, I like to look at the things that have stood the test of time. It's not a fad. It's not a high protein or low carb diet or high carb diet or all fat diet or eat the bacon diet. How about the things that have withstood the test of time? And those would be fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. Those are the four foods that have always withstood the test of time. Now, even within the four food groups, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, there are some issues. Some people have allergies to tree nuts. Some people get headaches if they eat almonds. Okay. But those are the ones that, generally speaking, are going to do the best for you. And if you can make most of your diet consist of fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, you're going to be in good shape. Now, you're thinking to yourself, Dr. Joe, I want to do everything you say, but I don't know what to eat. Apparently, you're a surfer, dude. And I say, well, go to my website, drjoeesposito.com, and right on the front page, it says sign up for Dr. Joe's newsletter. It's free. We never give out your email address. And we'll send you little tips on health and wellness constantly, not constantly, but regularly. We'll send you little video clips. We'll send you clips of radio shows when they're released. We'll send you clips of videos of lectures that I've done. And I'm also going to send you a link to something, a lecture that I did called, So What Can I Eat? And it's about an hour of me yapping about what to eat, breakfast, lunches, dinner, snacks. You're going to a party, you're raising kids, you're going out with your boss, you don't know what to have. All there, all simple, all my gift to you. You don't even have to buy anything for it. It's just yours. So go to the website, sign up for the newsletter right now. Also, if you have questions, send them to me through the website. I'm more than happy to answer your questions for you, because sometimes I'll do a show and say, Dr. Joe, you said this, and what about that? And happy to do that. Also, follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram. When you go to my website, you start watching the videos on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, because we send out a lot of good information, and we're going to send out a lot of little video clips that you can sit and watch. Maybe we're going to try to keep them under 10 minutes, so hopefully up 2 minutes, some of them, and just bombard you with little tips of healthcare so that you can get well and stay well. And sometimes we run specials on Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source, my other supplements, my intestinal cleanser, my seasonal booster, which is great if I have a cold or a flu. I take that. It helps fight viruses, germs, and bacteria. There's a product we have that helps with the immune system. I find it helps stimulate white blood cell production. That's there as well. I take that every day in the winter, by the way, because I want to keep my immune system as strong as I can. And it's very rare I get sick, which is kind of nice. People say, do you ever get sick? Sometimes I do when I stress myself out. But generally speaking, I don't. You know, flu season comes and goes, and people are like, didn't you get the flu? Nope, didn't get the flu this year. Can't remember. I don't know if I ever had. I guess I had the flu at some point. I remember being a kid. So it's just kind of cool that we have all these tools for you. And if you don't use them, it's your fault. Don't come crying to me when you say, well, Dr. Joe, I'm sick all the time. Dr. Joe, I've got acid reflux. Dr. Joe, I've got neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain. I'm an addict. I'm hooked on cigarettes. I'm hooked on alcohol. I'm hooked on coffee. I've given you the tools so that you can take responsibility for your own health. And if you don't want to, that's okay. I can't make you do it. But trust me, the patients that do, and I've been doing this for 33 years, tens of thousands of people we've reached out to, they all say the same thing. Why didn't I do this sooner? Why did I suffer so long? Why did I waste so much time and money and health when it was so easy to get well and stay well? That's what we want to do. So folks, if you want to make an appointment to come see us, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. You can go to my website, drjoeesposito.com, or just Google Dr. Joe, number one Dr. Joe in the world, and we will set you up a time to come see us. We, again, offices Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge, because people always say, well, you're a little far from me. Well, now we're not anymore. And we plan on opening a few more offices too, by the way. We accept people with all insurances, no insurances, car accidents, sports injuries. I've never seen a car accident ever where the car was damaged where the occupants weren't. So you really want to get checked out, whether the accident was yesterday or 50 years ago. And the sooner you get to us, the better, because this is a little game the insurance companies play. The insurance companies will say, well, you got in an accident 2 weeks ago and you didn't go see a doctor, so how do we know you were even hurt? Well, if you read the orthopedic research, it says that you can have up to 6 months before the pain sets in. So you can have an injury and not know it because you don't have pain. That's why you want to get checked right away before the pain sets in or prevent it from getting worse. So anyway, make the appointment. Stop suffering needlessly. Don't be one of those patients that, Dr. Joe, I've been meaning to come see you for two years, 5 years, 10 years, and I'm finally getting around to it. And I see people like that literally every day. And it's like, why don't you just get off your fanny now and come see us? DrJoeEsposito.com or just Google Dr. Joe, make an appointment. We're going to help get you well. So we're talking about addiction today. And another addiction that a lot of you have is sugar. And this is probably the most addictive food there is. Well, not addictions, I guess. Vices. I should call it the vices. That's what I decided to call this show. So all your health vices that you're doing. And sugar is a big one. It turns out that some animal studies show that sugar is 8 times more addictive than cocaine. Wow. That's heavy-duty stuff. Our taste buds have really become hijacked by these hyper-sweet, foods that we eat literally all day, every day. And we've lost our ability to appreciate good foods. Oh, I should say natural foods, real foods. So I think maybe the most practical and radical thing you can do to reverse the obesity epidemic, to help you enjoy natural foods again, is to cut back on the sugar you eat. And you do that by putting the fork down. You're digging your grave with your spoon and your fork. Most people are. So why is it a toxin? Little bit of sugar, you have an apple, you have an orange, it's not going to kill you. But we're taking what some doctors call a pharmacological dose that most people consume. The average kid eats about 34 teaspoons, that's about a half a pound of sugar, every day. And much of it comes from things like sodas and high fructose corn syrup. Now, if you've listened to this show before, you've heard me rail on high fructose corn syrup. It's not the same as sugar. It's substantially worse. So when you're taking these pharmacological doses, now keep in mind, white flour, honey, breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas, they all sugar categories. They make us fat. They make us sick. They switch on obesity genes and diabetes genes. Now, in your DNA, you have genes, and genes control everything. Your eye color, your personality, your how if you're going to go bald or not. So a lot of it, everything that happens in your body is controlled by the genes, and too much sugar can switch on the genes that can cause us to start gaining weight. Now, if you have a bad diet, that's going to also contribute to your weight. This is only going to facilitate your weight gain or facilitate your diabetes. In fact, they turn on all the chronic disease genes in your body. The body can only process so much sugar. And there's a big debate now, high protein, high carb, low carb. If you're going to eat carbs, they have to be in a whole food form. And a whole food is something that is the way it was picked from the ground. So if I eat an apple, the apple has fiber, and the fiber is going to push the sugar through my colon, and I get a slow release of sugar. If I drink apple juice, all that sugar is going to be absorbed at once. It responds metabolically very differently. So that's why I never say you should drink fruit juices. Are they sweet? Yeah. Do they taste good? Yeah. Should you eat them? No. And this is the cool part, that if you're really serious about this, and once you cut back on your sugars, and certainly cut out all your processed sugars, you get to the point where you don't even crave it anymore. And I'm at that point in my life. And let me tell you, it's a good place to be. It took me a long time because I used to be really fat. I have stretch marks on my chest, the back of my legs. So I know fat. I can say the F word. And I know fat and I know sugar addiction as well as you do. However, you can get over your addiction just like any other of your vices that we're talking about today. So what happens is sugar stimulates a part of your brain called the nucleus accumbens, and it releases dopamine into the body. And dopamine is a chemical, a neurotransmitter that gives you pleasure. So you're getting high from it. So why wouldn't you want to eat it? Get you high. It's cheap. It's accessible. It's legal. Gosh, I want to get high. I want to get high 8 times more addictive than cocaine. And that's what sugar does. And that's why it's so hard to cut it out. The only way to cut it out is to cut it out. You ever been to an AA meeting? Can they have a drink every now and then if you're an alcoholic? No, you can't. Because a little bit of alcohol triggers that sensation in your body and you're off the wagon and you want to keep drinking. The same thing happens with sugar. I don't know why we don't, like, we have SA, Sugar's Anonymous. Because you can't have a little bit because you're going to fall right back into the trap. And I know that because if I eat sugar, not a while ago, I was up in New York and I was on a lecture tour and I had a bagel. It was a vegan bagel. And New York bagels, if you never had one, are just amazing. And it was hot. It was fresh out of the oven. And it was amazing. And I ate it. And the next day, all I wanted was more bread, more sugar. And I recognized it right away. And I said, oh my gosh, what did I just do? And so then it took me a few days to detox, come off my sugar craving. And then I was better again. So you can do this if you cut them out. You can't cut back on sugar, unfortunately. Well, you should cut back on sugar, but when you truly cut it out is when you start making major progress when it comes to health. So once you're over it all, you still may have that addictive personality, kind of like I do. And just be careful with sugar, folks, because a lot of times you're a parent, you're a caregiver, you're a nanny. We call my grandparents Nanny and Upa, my German ones. And you want to give the kid a treat. You're not giving the kid a treat. You're making the kid an addict. Oh, stop, Dr. Joe. We're just going to have a little bit of ice cream. Nothing wrong with a little bit of ice cream. You're absolutely right. I agree with you. So, okay, here's the thing. Have one scoop of ice cream and stop and see if you can stop the next day and the next day and the next day from eating any sugars. And if you can, you're better than me because I have more of an addictive personality when it comes to sugar. If you can do it, then you can have an ice cream every now and then. But realize that you have a problem. What's the first rule in Alcoholics Anonymous? You have to admit you have a problem. What do? You stand up, hi, I'm Joe, and I'm an alcoholic. You have to admit you have a problem before you can face it. And a lot of you are not admitting it. And a lot of you come into our offices. Again, we're chiropractors, and people come from all over the world to come see us. And I give lectures all over the world. Corporations hire me all the time to come in and do wellness motivation seminars. And by the way, my team of doctors are also available for lectures, not just me, but my team of doctors are available too, if you need a speaker. And everywhere I go, I hear the same stories. So it's nothing new. And if you come to us as a patient and you have neck pain or back pain or shoulder pain or numbness or sciatic pain, and you want to get over that, we might be able to give you the best chiropractic care in the world. But if you're doing things that are irritating the nerves, you're doing coffee, which is an acid, you're doing sugar, which is an acid, you're smoking cigarettes, which is an acid, you're going to irritate the nerves and it's going to be a lot slower getting well and you may never get to the full potential that you have if you don't start taking care of yourself chemically. That's why at least, again, I'm going to beg you again, at least do Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. They're powders, take a scoop of each. I mix it with coconut milk or almond milk because I don't do dairy products. Shake it up and drink it at least once a day. Now, if I have a big event in my life, if I'm going on a hot date, if I'm going hiking, if I'm going to go give a couple of lectures, if I'm flying, if I'm going to put my body under stress, good or bad, I'm going to take a double dose of the Super Greens and the Essential Source. And it's pretty amazing stuff. And it's great for kids because so many times kids are not getting the right nutrients in their bodies. And so what we have to do is we have to get them. I'll take it and I'll mix a frozen banana or some frozen fruit with it and then make a smoothie out of it. So at least the Super Greens and the Essential Source. Then more fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. Get your spine checked. Stop suffering needlessly. The back pain, the neck pain, the shoulder pain, the headaches. If you've ever been in a car accident, get it fixed. Most people are suffering needlessly. And every single day, my team of doctors and I have the same conversation. Why are people just not lining up out? And sometimes they do. Line up outside the door, beating the door down to get in. I don't know. do what we say, get the chiropractic, get the nervous system working, get the digestive system working, pull the stomach away from the diaphragm, take the fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, and see what happens. And if I'm wrong, hey, I'm wrong, so what? But if I'm right, which I am, you'll be very happy with that decision. Now, if you want to make an appointment to come see us, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. We accept people with all insurances, no insurances, car accidents, sports injuries. We would love the opportunity to be your doctor. So if you'd like to make an appointment, it's drjoeesposito.com or just Google Dr. Joe, number one Dr. Joe in the world. Listen to archive radio shows, subscribe to my YouTube channel, watch the videos we have there. Again, it's all free. Sign up for my newsletter, no charge. I want to give you the information that you need to get well and stay well. And that's why the website is there 24 hours a day. You can order the Super Greens, the Essential Source, the Intestinal Cleansers, the Seasonal Boosters, all there on the website to keep your body healthy. Folks, we really want the opportunity to be your doctor. So again, the website, drjoeesposito.com. Hey, thanks for listening. Tell your friends about the show. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on the WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.